Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Green County Chamber, our board president, Ora Stevens, is back with us again. So thank you very much again, Ora, for being on.
Good morning, Coltrane.
Well, Ora, I know this is kind of the planning session for a couple of upcoming events for you all at the Chamber. Most notably, your annual Hot August Night is actually now right around the corner, about a month away.
Yeah, we have a couple events just rolling right up on us. The first one that's coming up is Hot August Nights. It's going to be on August 10th. We're going to have food, entertainment, everyone come and check out all the cool cars. There's usually last year, I believe, there was over 250 cars on the square. So come, definitely check that out. It's a fun night. When you register to have your vehicle in a Hot August Nights, you'll get a free t-shirt. And on the back of that t-shirt is all the awesome sponsors that help make this event possible. If you have any questions about Hot August Nights or how to register, please call the Chamber.
I know probably that day the streets around the downtown square will most likely be blocked off so vehicles, they can get them in here.
Right. The streets will be blocked off at a certain point because it is pretty full with all the cars that we have on display.
And it's not only limited to cars. You've got it opened up to several different kinds of vehicles that normally come here.
Right. We have had motorcycles. We have had tractors, you know, all sorts of things.
And also, you've got the golf outing, which, again, has moved the date back a little bit, but I think it's a smart move because it's in the cooler part of the year, hopefully.
Right. We did try to go to a cooler part of the year, but the golf outing is kind of like a Chamber thank you to all our existing business members. It's on September 15th. Now, if we do have rain, it'll be on the 22nd, and then everything will go according as planned. But if you would like to sponsor a hole or register your team of four, definitely reach out to the Chamber for assistance. It's a day of pure fun. We're golfing, we're eating, we have lunch, we have dinner, we have entertainment in the evening. So please reach out to the Chamber and join us that day.
And where is, again, your golf outing taking place at?
It's taking place out at the golf course here in Jefferson at the Jefferson Community Golf Course.
And again, you've got the golf outing itself is obviously during the day, and then people will be treated to nighttime entertainment with some sort of a meal being served at the clubhouse?
Correct. We'll have a meal that evening as well.
Will you also have your raffle again?
Yes.
Around? What's your favorite part about the Chamber continuing to sponsor the annual golf outing for you all?
It's just a great event for all the business owners to get out and talk and mingle and just have fun with each other and forget the day's worries of what goes on in your normal business from day to day and just get out and relax and have fun.
All right. And of course, we've got several other upcoming events and everything, I guess, gets kicked off this weekend. Actually, tomorrow will be Peyton Fun Day.
Right. Peyton Fun Days is coming up tomorrow. So also come out and enjoy the festivities. They're going to have a 5K in the morning. They'll have a car show. They'll have a volleyball tournament in the morning. And then in the afternoon, come out and play a human foosball. Got the bags tournament. We're going to have music with the town and country band. And there's just a variety of kids games. So it's going to be a fun day for everyone. So make sure you get out there Saturday morning in Peyton.
And of course, going into next week, there's several things that will be going on. Actually, Tuesday, that's a pretty busy day for everybody at the Chamber.
Right. So on Tuesday, July 11th, we have a bus tour coming in from Des Moines to enjoy all the amenities that Greene County has to offer. So businesses, be ready. We have plenty of new faces coming in that we're going to want to come in and shop local and see your business. Also on that Tuesday night, we have Farmers Market from 4 to 6. RSVP 55 plus will be serving the meal that night. They'll be having the grilled hamburgers, chips, cookies, and bottled water for $5.
All right. And then also, not to be outdone there, the Greene County Fair also kicks off that day.
Correct. The Greene County Fair starts July 11th through 17th. And that's a great opportunity for all the 4-H'ers to show their hard work that they've been doing all through the year.
Finally, we also have to, you know, mention a couple of other upcoming events. Most notably, you have a Chamber board meeting coming up soon.
We do. On Wednesday, July 12th at 5 p.m. is our board meeting at the new location. It's going to be at the Thomas Jefferson Welcome Center. We'll have about 15 minutes in the front part of the meeting. If anyone wants to show up, ask questions, see what's going on. That's also the first part of the meeting now where we're having new members step up in front of the board and tell us what they can offer and how they can volunteer.
Now, can anybody just join the chamber and become a member and also attend your board meetings anytime throughout the year?
Yeah, anyone's welcome to come in and attend the board meeting, sit in, listen, see what's going on in the community. And as far as if you want to be on the board, gladly get your name to the chamber, to Sheila at the office, and then we can bring your name up in a meeting and vote for you to come and be a member of the chamber.
And can you remind us who the board officers are this year?
Board officers is myself, Ora Stevens, the president. We have Vicki Woodford, the vice president, and Heidi Neighborhouse, the treasurer. Everything's been going great. We've actually got momentum going now. We're having two meetings a month now, the second and the fourth. The fourth meeting of the month is kind of like a task force meeting where we'll get together and we'll put out ideas and tweak things that need to be tweaked. And then on the meeting for the regular board meeting on the second Wednesday of every month, that's when we take these ideas and present them to the board for voting.
Okay. And then finally, something else that's coming up here later on this month is a brand new segment for the Thomas Jefferson Gardens and the Thomas Jefferson Education and Welcome Center are these Tuesday talks. Can you tell us about what the first one upcoming is about?
Yeah, the first one coming up is going to be on July 18th at noon. It'll be at the Thomas Jefferson's Gardens Welcome Center. And our first presenter is Cale Calder of Be Mindful. There is a $5 fee to attend the event.
And that's our guest for today's Community State Bank in Peyton. Let's Talk Green County program here with Green County Chamber Board President Ora Stevens once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.